Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's okay not to be perfect with finances. Experian is your big financial friend and here to help. Did you know you can get matched with credit cards on the app? Some cards are labeled no ding decline, which means if you're not approved, they won't hurt your credit scores. Download the Experian app for free today. Applying for no ding decline cards won't hurt your credit scores if you aren't initially approved. Initial approval will result in a hard inquiry, which may impact your credit scores. Experian.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Jetta Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Boy, what a couple days of drama we've had around here with AJ Brown. A lot to say from the Eagles star wide receiver. And I'm sure it won't end over the next couple days and weeks where AJ Brown is pretty vocal about changes and emotions he has, changes he wants, emotions he has about the Philadelphia Eagles offense. So that is a big backdrop as we head towards a huge game on Sunday night. And I don't want to lose sight of this football game because of the drama around A.J. Brown. This game is gigantic. It is one of the games of the year. It is a leverage spot for the Eagles, just like Monday night was against the Green Bay Packers for the number one seed. If the Eagles win this game, you know, their odds on Monday night would have dropped to about 11% for the one seed had they lost the football game. It jumped to 31% with the victory. Now, on Sunday here, it could go over 50% to be the one seed if the Eagles win the game. So it is huge. And we'll get to keys and X factors and all that stuff coming up on the feed tomorrow. But I just want to highlight one thing today that I think is absolutely gigantic in terms of philosophy heading into the game. Like, if the Eagles are going to beat the Lions, they have to make a philosophical change to their approach on Sunday versus how they play almost every other game. And it has some to do with A.J. Brown, obviously, because he's part of the team. He's part of the offense. But it has way more to do philosophically with what they've done and how they've approached the game the last couple years. And I actually hope Monday night, the success they had on the defensive side of the football doesn't affect this too much. You know, the Eagles always say, and I agree, every game is its own thing. Each game is its own thing. So Monday night, the Eagles were playing a defensive game in the cold against a Packers offense that, while, you know, talented at the quarterback position and talented at the running back position, is a shell of itself because it lost its star tight end for the season in Tucker Kraft, and it doesn't have the receivers it needs to compete right now at the level they need to compete at. It was similar to going back and looking when they beat the Chiefs in week two, when they beat the Chiefs on Monday Night Football a couple years ago. It was one of those games where you didn't really need many points. You kind of win it ugly. But that's not how the game will likely express itself this week. And this combination of games reminds me a little bit of 2023, when the Eagles took on the Chiefs on a Monday night on the road in Kansas City, won a very ugly, low-scoring defensive game, dropped pass at the end by Valdes-Scantling. They really gave the Eagles the game. But there were guys open in the secondary, and you felt like, maybe a little bit of better Mahomes day, a little bit of better receivers, tight end. Maybe they lose that football game. The defense wasn't quite where it needed to be, but although they had a good night. And it reminded me of 6 days later on a short week, they played here in Philadelphia against the Buffalo Bills. And that game was a shootout. The offense, even on a short week, came to play. And this week, for me, is the opposite of, or the correlation of all that. Because this week is that Bills game. It's just the Lions. This feels like it's going to be a shootout on Sunday. And the philosophical change I need the Eagles offense to make, and their play caller and their head coach to make, and the quarterback, is to be far less conservative this week and be more aggressive. And you could take that in a lot of different ways. You could say aggressiveness in letting it rip when there's a shot to be made, throwing the ball down the field when the opportunity is there. You could talk about run pass rate, pass rate over expectation, run rate over expectation. We could talk about before the half, going for points versus not going for points. I thought the Eagles played it very conservatively, and they've done this quite a few times this year, where going into the half, instead of trying to put some points on the board and trust your kicker. Now, I know Monday night was, again, weather and difficult place to kick in Lambeau Field on the frozen tundra. I get all that. But didn't even really give themselves a chance to put up a field goal there. So you have all that, and then you have the give-up plays, I'll call them. The coward's draws, as some like to say. The Eagles have run an inordinate number of plays this year, it feels like, where they're in third and long, and they feel like give-up plays. They feel like, let's just run it. If we happen to pop it for a first down, cool. If we don't, what are you going to do? We'll just punt it and play defense. And that can work against, it could work against the Dallas Cowboys in week one. It could work against a Chiefs team in week two that has no wide receivers. It could work on Monday night against the receiverless and tight endless Green Bay Packers. It could work against the New York Giants, especially when they were down to, whoever the hell was playing wide receiver that day for them. And Tyrone Tracy and Daboll's a bad coach who just got fired. It could work against the Minnesota Vikings with Carson Wentz playing quarterback, because you know that Vic Fangio's defense and the Eagles' defense will do enough, they'll hold enough, they'll make enough red zone stops that you don't need to score on most of your possessions to win the football game. Conservative football has taken over aggressive football here in a lot of ways. Now, once in a while, the Eagles are still aggressive. We saw at the end of the game on Monday, I thought that was more reckless than aggressive, but whatever, we're done with that now. Fourth and six, they went for it. And last year, at times, when Sirianni felt the moment was there, he put his foot on the gas before halftime against Washington, against the Giants. He had those moments in games where he put his foot on the gas. I need 60 minutes of his foot on the gas on Sunday, because the guy on the other side, Dan Campbell, who before the season, when I ranked my coaches on WIP Daily, and then I was on vacation for a week, and, they found my podcast, and they were talking about my coach list, and they were ripping me for having Dan Campbell over Nick Sirianni. I believe that. I believe the better coach in this game is Dan Campbell. Doesn't mean the Eagles can't win or shouldn't win, because the Eagles are at home, and they have just as good, if not a better, football team. But part of the reason I'm a big, big, big Dan Campbell fan is he knows his identity, and he lives his identity, and he doesn't waver from his identity. He's foot on the gas all the time, and his players play with that mentality because he coaches with that mentality. Not sometimes, not when it's convenient, not when he feels like it, all the time. So Sunday night, when this game is played, the Lions are going to put their foot on the gas. Bottom line, they're going to play balls to the wall. I've seen them do it many times already this year, the year before, the year before, the year before. This is who they are. They're going to come in here, and if it's 4th and 2 on the 46 to start the game, they're going for it. They're going to put their foot on the gas and try to score touchdowns on as many possessions as they can. Last week, they didn't punt. So when you know that the other side isn't going to give you the football back, you can't voluntarily give the football back. Now, sometimes it's going to happen, right? Like, let's just use an example. Let's say the Eagles get into a 3rd and 9, second possession on Sunday night. Now, I can't guarantee, Sirianni can't guarantee they're going to convert. I mean, Jalen Hurts might throw A.J. Brown over his head. Incomplete, 4th and 9. Okay, you got a punt there. That no one's going to yell and scream about that. That's a missed opportunity, missed possession. I can live with that, though. I can live with them giving their quarterback and wide receivers an opportunity to make a play. And if they don't capitalize on the opportunity and Detroit makes a stop, you tip your hat and you try to go play some defense, get the football back, or cause a turnover or whatever.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
But what I can't live with on this Sunday night against this Lions team is cowardice. I cannot live with a football team that doesn't put their foot on the gas and doesn't try. And perhaps, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the guy's head. Perhaps that is some of what A.J. Brown is frustrated at, that they're doing a lot of give-up plays. So in the math of the situation, there's only so many throws, so many dropbacks to go around, because why the hell are we running a draw on 3rd and 12? You run a draw on 3rd and 12 when you are comfortable in a defensive game, and I think this is the carryover effect from last year. Sirianni and the Eagles got very comfortable in defensive games, in low-scoring games. They don't mind them. And they actually will prefer them because they trust, of all the things they trust that Jalen Hurts won't make the big mistake. And that kind of operation, when you have a defense like last year, and maybe it's morphing back into it, we'll see. We'll see how much of Monday night was, you know, the defense is post-bye, under Vic, with Jalen Phillips, with N'Kobe, you know, with his feet back under him, with Jalix, with Nolan back. Maybe they're morphing back into that defense. We'll see. Maybe Monday night was a little bit of the Packers just have a lot of issues right now. But last year it worked because the run game was so good, so they could ice the game and shorten the game with possessions, with time of possession, and the defense was so dominant. This year, on balance, neither of those things are true. The Eagles' run game has been pedestrian or bad in most games, and the Eagles' defense has been closer to good than great. I'll just use good, because they've played some good offenses. They've had some weird spots, and it's come out their 10th allowed in points per game. Now, if we look at DVOA, if I pull all that up, where they rank defensively? Let's actually look this up. Let's look up a little.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
DVOA for this season. They're not, for my eye test or most of the numbers, as great of a defense as they were last year. So you're asking a lot of the defense to hold down. Now, this particular game in Philadelphia on Sunday, when it comes to the Lions, I mean, we know their offense is one of the best in the NFL. We know it is. All right, I got the DVOA numbers here. So best DVOA, best teams by DVOA through nine games, 07 Pats, 91 Washington, 2023 Ravens, 2018 Chiefs, 96 Packers, 85 Bears, 03 Chiefs, 95 Cowboys, 2025 Seattle Seahawks. Seattle's obviously been a dominant, dominant team so far this football season. All right, let's look at, we got one versus two in DVOA this Sunday. How about we just got, here we go. DVOA for the year. The Eagles rank, this is about what I thought. They rank 7th in the NFL in DVOA. They rank 8th in the NFL in offensive DVOA. They rank 13th in defensive DVOA. Wow. So closer to good than great. Closer to middle of the pack than dominant, special, all that kind of stuff. By the way, Detroit is 4th in the NFL in DVOA. They are 5th on offense, 5th on defense. So there are two teams right now that are top 5 in both. That is Seattle and that is Detroit. The Rams are 2nd and 6th. Green Bay's 10th and 8th for what it's worth. The Eagles just beat them. It is an interesting grouping of teams right now. All right, anyway, back to the point as I get carried away with DVOA stuff. This game Sunday is going to come down to aggression. I need the Eagles, I need Sirianni to match the aggression of Dan Campbell. Before the half, if there's an opportunity to get some points, the last couple minutes each quarter, I need them to be aggressive to try to get 3 extra points. If there's a moment in the game on a third and nine early, I don't want any cowards draws. This is a game where first downs, possessions, points, scoring opportunities are going to matter because Detroit's going to maximize theirs. Now, Detroit might have an off night on fourth down. Maybe Vic Fangio dials it up and beats Dan Campbell, and they are 1 of 4 on fourth down. But that will curtail their point scoring. That's fine, but they're going to keep coming. And their next fourth down, if they're one of their first four, they're going to go for their fifth one. So they're going to create for themselves, by the way they play the game, extra first downs. It reminds me a little bit last year of what I was saying before the title game with the Commanders. That Sirianni was the more aggressive coach in that game, and it worked. Now, the Commanders also turned the football over a lot. They were on their fourth straight road game. There was a lot that went into that football game, and the Eagles' defense took the ball away. But big picture, dominant defense by the Eagles then, not quite as dominant now. The Lions are probably going to move the football. They're going to go for their fourth downs. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to put the ball in Jared Goff's hands. They're not going to give the ball up voluntarily. And it feels like too many times this year, the Eagles give the ball up voluntarily. That has to change Sunday night. If it does, if the Eagles walk out, if I walk out of that stadium Sunday and I say they were the more aggressive team tonight, they were the team that had their foot on the gas as much or more than Campbell and the Lions, I believe the Eagles' combination of 53 will win out, plus the home field, plus the weather, over Detroit's combination of 53 in a very tight game. That's what I believe. But if it's the way it has been and they do a bunch of coward's draws and they don't go for points before the half and they just hope that they'll figure out a way without giving themselves an extra advantage, it won't work in this game. It won't work. Detroit plays with the math advantage. The Eagles used to. I think they've gotten very comfortable. Sirianni, to me, has gotten Brian Billick comfortable. Back in his Ravens days, started off as an offensive mind, won with defense, and then forgot who he was and became very conservative, and then he never got it back. That's what Sirianni's morphing into to me, is the modern-day Billick. He's got to change that, and he has to find a way to make sure that doesn't happen on Sunday. Not against the Lions, not against Dan Campbell. All right, I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We'll talk a lot today, of course, about the AJ situation. We'll play his full comments for you. Rhea will join us. We got a big giveaway and a huge giveaway kind of morphed into one. We'll tell you all about it. Midday show, 10 to 2 on WIP, the Odyssey app, 94WIP on your radio, and of course, streaming live on YouTube. We highlight the best YouTube comments at the end of the show in our segment, You People. Would love you to be part of that. And of course, listen to the show. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily. We will talk tomorrow.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.